Hi, I'm Jen Sherlock, and welcome to my lifestyle podcast, Live Without a Net. The podcast showcases people who live fearlessly and have the ambition to create something. I'll showcase change makers who have decided to let go of their safety net in order to survive. So let's jump right in. Hi, I'm Jen Sherlock. Welcome to Live Without a Net. I'm with Jay Sunstein, and he has a business called Jay's Crazed Confections. And he is a former real estate attorney who turned into this amazing candy, treats business, popcorn, you name it. And he's here to tell you what inspired him in COVID to risk it all and be on his own and try to be at every event in South Jersey for now. So welcome to the show, Jay.
Jen, thanks for having me.
Of course. So talk about a little bit about what inspired you. I know you told me a little bit before the show, but let our listeners know kind of what gave you the kick in the butt, more or less, to start this.
Yeah. So it's the funny thing is my business took has a lot of inspiration from my daughter. So she initially... many years ago at this point, was diagnosed with a peanut allergy. And so that was what initially got me into food and cooking and actually my initial core product of the caramel popcorn. And then as we got into the pandemic, she actually reemerges into the story because she was supposed to go to camp that summer and I was just getting into working at farmers markets, and that was really the only thing available at the time because of the pandemic. And she asked for a cotton candy machine, and she meant a toy one for her birthday. And I was like, well, I'm in a candy business. Let's see what an actual cotton candy machine goes for. Turns out they're not very expensive. And I jokingly said initially, well, why don't you just buy the machine and I'll buy the supply and you'll come with me to these things that I'm working at. We'll sell cotton candy and we'll see how it goes. And so in one of the best and worst decisions, I said I would make her my 50-50 partner on the cotton candy. And so as we started going to these events, we found out that cotton candy actually sells really well and is quite profitable. And so as we started selling the cotton candy, we kind of quickly evolved into this second brand, which is Off Boardwalk Concessions, which sort of at the moment was like, well, nobody can really get to the shore and everybody's sort of missing that boardwalk-y feel of the summer. So like we can bring the boardwalk to you. And essentially became the theme of what we were trying to do. And so we started adding things like snow cones and lemonade and popcorn and all kinds of things that you get on the boardwalk. And at the time we were like literally just showing up in people's neighborhoods. We would like find a friend in the neighborhood and be like, hey, let your neighbors know, like, this is what we're going to do. And we'll be in your neighborhood from like 1 to 4 on this day. And we started getting a really good response to the product and going to farmers markets and those types of craft events. And the business actually kind of, I was shocked in the progress of it because people are very fascinated with the making of cotton candy, which was something that like I didn't really anticipate. And something having two brands, one of the things that I really appreciate about the Off Boardwalk brand is that it gets into, at least locally, people have a relationship with the shore. They have memories of the shore. They have smells that are associated with the shore. And so like this brand of product sort of tapped into that like inner child, that shore memory, the cotton candy, the popcorn, the snow cone, like all of that stuff sort of hits in that spot. And we started doing those types of events and it really just grew from there. We started getting booked for backyard parties and everything was outside that summer and that year. And then over the last couple of years, it's really kind of continued to grow to, you know, we added things like funnel cake and fried Oreos. And so it became much more of like a party and catering and event business than it did necessarily like a product-based business. Like I wasn't selling retail anymore. I was selling an experience. I was selling fun. And like I say, I get to traffic in smiles. I'm always at a party. And so coming from that corporate world of like being a lawyer and having sort of those expectations, you know, it was a different challenge, but one that just came with a lot more reward isn't even the right word, although that's true. But like I get to generate enjoyment for people. Like I said, with yes moments, like I look for places where I can generate a yes moment. And like when you're generating yes moments and between either parents and kids or friends, and like, it's a fun moment. And what's interesting to me actually, so on a day-to-day basis, when I'm at work, like we make everything live. So we spin cotton candy, we make a snow cone, like we make a funnel cake. So there's this 45 second to 2 minute interaction time with our customers where they will spill like the best stories about the time they went to the shore, the time they spun cotton candy at home, or the time that there's always some relatable story that they're willing to share in this sort of moment of making their food. I don't know, for me is just this, it's just this nonstop sort of enjoyment like moment that like, yeah, it's work and like my arm hurts at the end of the day and like I'm covered in cotton candy sugar, you know, and so there's a lot of, you know, that aspect of things. But, you know, at the end of the day, when I get to spend my time making people smile and, you know, being at a party and knowing that like I'm facilitating a part of that good time rather than, you know, not that I didn't get fulfillment as a lawyer, but it's just a different, you know, it's a different way to spend your day. And sometimes I just marvel in like when I do corporate events or when I do private parties that like, really? Like, I'm making cotton candy. Like, this is a real business. Like, this, you know, like it just doesn't. And so like there is that fun element of it. And I think whether that comes through me or as a result of the type of work that I do, like I just get to like, there's just a daily level of enjoyment that I get that I didn't used to have in the corporate world.
I love that. And you said earlier that you joke that you spin sugar.
Yes, I spin sugar. I just got a trailer wrapped. And so part of the tagline is I turning sugar into smiles. And so that's like generally sort of the way that I try and find the place that I should be is like, you know, and so like, that's where like, you know, from a purely marketing perspective, like I would love to like, you know, be more bar and bat mitzvahs. And, you know, I get a lot of chocolate work, for like birthday parties, like 60-year-old birthday party, once a going out favor, you know, we'll do a chocolate bar, like that kind of stuff. But like, you know, ultimately from a pure marketing perspective, like I would love to be more in the like set fixed, you know, indoor space. I work a lot outside right now. So, and not that I don't love the sun, but it would be nice to have some, some air conditioning from time to time.
Oh, I'm sure. In that environment, are you actually making candy and some of the sweets in the truck?
So I did a lot of consideration around trailer versus truck. And one of the things, so I don't actually operate inside of the trailer. One of the things that I find really helps my business out at an event is that people really do enjoy the process of seeing their cotton candy. It's particularly the cotton candy, sometimes the snow cones, but particularly like the cotton candy is the main attraction. And people like will spin a cotton candy right in front of people and they get to watch it grow on the stick. And like, it's always this, it never ceases to amaze me. I used to come home and say to my wife, I was like, I don't understand. Like in the beginning, I really didn't understand. And over the years, like I've come to get a better glimpse, but parents pick up their kids and they are fascinated. Look, you want to see? grown adults will stand over this thing and fascinatingly go, how does it work? Oh my God, you have to see this. It's this interaction that, like, it's this fascination, I guess, with the science of it. Like, people like are constantly, how does it work? Like, I get constant questions. So I didn't want to take away that part of the customer experience that I thought I would lose a little bit of if I was working inside of the truck in the way that, like, Mr. Softy, like, you order at the window, but then they turn around and they make it inside and then they hand you the thing. Like, to me, that lost some of the customer experience that I found was really attracting people to my business in the first place. So the trailer is more for, like, travel and storage and advertising. And if I can, I will set up next to it, but, like, I don't operate out of it because of that aspect of it.
So I guess just talk about where you see the business in the future.
Really? So I've struggled with this question because there's part of me that really likes the ability to just sort of go wherever. And then there's part of me that really wants to do, like, a brick and mortar, like, cafe style place where, like, you know, like, retail product is still there, but, like, you can come in and have, like, a dessert, something along those lines. So, or probably both. I can't decide which step is the next right step, but I'll probably continue to do, like, a combination of, like, corporate events and, like, private parties, and that would be where I'd like to focus, and then eventually have, like, a brick and mortar place where I could, where, you know, I don't have to go to places anymore. People could come to me.
In Medford?
I don't really know where. I had been in Haddon Township for a while, and then I had floated into a couple of different places in Medford. And I'm really looking for, from a brick and mortar place, like a really nice, like, walking Main Street. And, like, Medford's walking Main Street is okay. It's not great, but it's not terrible. But, like, so I'm not really decided. I don't know. I'm kind of a little looking still at the, like, Haddonfield to Collingswood corridor of Haddonfield Berlin Road. So I don't know, somewhere in and along there.
That seems smart. What about pop-ups? Would you do pop-up events or, like, pop-ups in malls?
I've tried, a couple of different mall experiences. I had a kiosk in the Morristown Mall for a little bit. And I think in that brand of stuff, you have to give, like, there has to be a sufficient enough time. Particularly, like, I don't have, like, a known brand of candy. So, like, for people to pass by and, like, pick it up, like, the pop-up is really a hard, I found it difficult, as opposed to, like, when I spent the 3 months in Medford, I actually started to get, like, a nice amount of repeat customers, people who were like, I like what I got and I want to come back for either another one or something different. But, like, I enjoyed that aspect of things in growth. So that would be, you know, probably one of the areas of value of having a brick and mortar, to just be able to, like, people can know, they can go get the, when I'm not trying to book a party or an event, like, they can just go get candy.
Do you ever go into those, I forget, some of the big candy stores that are in New York? There was one that opened in Philadelphia. Do you want it to be, like, experiential like that?
I think ultimately I would like to have something along those lines, because, like, that's what draws in the customer more than the product itself. I mean, it has to be good, but, like, people continue to come back for the experience of it, as opposed to just, like, the enjoyment of the food or the drink element of it. So I think I'd like that. And again, that, from a business model perspective, like, is something more enjoyable to sort of facilitate every day, as opposed to just sort of always handing out food, which is not a bad thing, but, you know, it tends to get monotonous at some point in time, I would imagine.
Do you have advice for entrepreneurs that want to leave what they're doing and start their own business?
It's definitely going to be a lot more work than you anticipate, however much work you anticipate, because I was on my own prior to that, and it's still just a different business model. And honestly, if you can get it started before leaving your steady gig, because one of the things that made it easier for me to allow this business time to grow was that I didn't just cut ties with my law practice and the other things that I was doing. So like having that ability to still have something going while this business grew to a point where it could replace some real income definitely helped, as opposed to being like, nope, I'm going to leave everything and go make this happen. Would have been a much different journey, I think.
Would you ever want to be a franchise and have multiple stores or multiple brick and mortars?
I have considered the franchise model because I think that does lend a lot with the type of thing that with the type of product that I sell. It's in the one of many things that are percolating in my head that I fight against and say, just stay in your lane and do what you're doing and then worry about the franchise. But yes, the long answer is that would be a nice, either that or being bought out and just getting a nice payday and walking off into the sunset, so to speak. Also one of those avenues that would be nice.
That always sounds like the best one. And right. Do you get locally sourced products, like for all the sugar and whatnot?
So I try to the extent I can in the confections business, like the popcorn and the chocolates, like I try and make as much of that stuff from scratch as I can. So I make all my own caramels, I make all my own popcorn. I don't grow the popcorn itself, but I make all my own stuff. And it turns out the chocolate that I use actually has a local footprint in New Jersey, although it's a Belgian chocolate, but and then everything else like is really just all sort of like local, like sugars come, you know, in sort of more manufactured process, but like the lemonade that I make is made, you know, like local lemons, but like for the most part on the concession side of the business, it's a lot of just sugar. So there's like not a lot of place, you know, there's not a lot of local outlets for cotton candy sugar.
Oh, is that a different type of sugar? Cotton candy sugar?
I think it is. I mean, people ask if it, because they come in different flavors and people are always like, isn't it all just the same flavor? I'm like, no, it actually like, you know, the pink is one and the blue is another. And, you know, so like, but I don't know if it's just granulated sugar, although I think it is because I've tried just plain granulated sugar in the cotton candy machine and it's been the same. So probably. But something that I never looked into that deeply.
I forget where sugar cane is. I was going to say Hawaii, but I forget where it is. Yeah, I don't know. Aruba, there's definitely like sugar cane areas.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. I think Hawaii is one of them. I think you're right.
Yeah, I think so. I think I saw it when I was little. Coming back to me. Well, I'm so happy that you got to do the podcast and hopefully you inspired others. And everyone should be looking for Jay's Crazed Confection Signs everywhere. Soon, right? Well,
thank you again for having me. Yeah, absolutely. And look for my little truck.
Yeah, for sure. Is that you just got that truck, right? So people could start seeing it.
Yes. So cute. Yes.
Could you have like a bell or music, like the ice cream truck, and just go around neighborhood to neighborhood?
It takes a little time to set up, so I don't quite do it that way, but I had these, so a couple of years ago, I had, in addition to the brand, the off boardwalk concessions, I had characters made up, like very similar to the Let's All Go to the Movies characters, but there's like a little cotton candy guy, a little lemon guy, a little snow cone guy, and so they're all over the truck, and the truck is like a pretty blue, sort of like that baby blue color, so it kind of like pops in the area. I've had a lot of people like come up to it already. I've only had it a couple of months, so like it's been a nice add to the advertising.
That's awesome. Well, I wish you the greatest success and hopefully I can come see you at one of your events. So, how can everyone
find definitely.
You on your social media? Do you want to let everyone know how to find you or email you or book you for events?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. So the website is jayscrazedconfections.com, or you can also find us at Off Boardwalk Concessions. And then on both Instagram and Facebook is also at Jay's Crazed Confections is the social media handle. And so if you want to email or reach out, is the easiest way to book.
Well, that's it for now. Thanks everyone for joining us. Please reach out to me so I can feature you on my show. I do respond to everyone. You can find me on my Instagram at Jennifer Sherlock or my business Instagram at JennaCom. And check out our new website coming soon, livewithoutanet.com. Thanks again, and I look forward to taking risks with you.